Amen. You may be seated.
好的，请坐。
Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家, 愿神的平安。
I want to speak to you from Joshua chapter 7.
我今天想从约书亚记第七章来跟大家分享。
Now today's story, Joshua chapter 7, comes right after the conquest of the city of Jericho.
今天我们谈到约书亚记第七章是在以色列人征服了耶利哥城以后。
Now we remember that story, a God gave his people a very unusual command to walk around the city of Jericho 7 times.
我们知道耶利哥的故事，也就是神给以色列人一个很不寻常的命令，让他们绕城七圈。
And that's exactly what they did. And sure enough, after the 7th time, the city, the walls came tumbling down.
以色列人遵从神的指令，绕城七圈，然后城墙就倒塌了。
Just like that, God handed them the victory.
就像这个样子, 神给了他们,
so that's the story that took place in chapter 6.
那是在第六章发生的事。
But today in chapter 7, we will see that's when the story takes a sharp turn.
那今天我们来看第七章, 故事有很大的转变。
Let's look at verses 1 to 5.
让我们来看, 第一到第五节。
If you have your outlines printed in your outline, let's read it first in English and then in Chinese.
那我们先来读英文,
Verse 1. But the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven, to the east of Bethel, and told them, Go up and spy out the region. So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, Not all the army will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary the whole army, for only a few people live there. So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the man of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water.
让我们来一起读中文。约书亚记七章第一节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下。 约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边，靠近伯埃门的埃城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就上去窥探埃城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要2,000-3,000人上去就能攻取埃城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。”于是。 民中约有3,000人上那里去，竟在埃城人面前逃跑了。埃城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门前追赶他们，直到示巴林，在下坡杀败他们。众民的心就消化如水。May
God bless the reading of His word.
愿神来祝福他自己的话。The
background of today's story is that God has specifically instructed His people to destroy everything in the city of Jericho.
神让以色列人要把耶利哥的所有东西都要毁灭掉。
God says, those things, they don't belong to you. Do not have anything to do with them. Don't touch them. Don't mess with them.
因为神说, 这些东西不属于你们以色列人，不要去碰他们，不要去弄他们，要离他们远远的。
But there was a man named Achan who saw some things he liked.
但是有一个叫亚干的人，他看到了一个东西，他喜欢。
One of the things that he liked was this Babylonian garment.
他就看到了一个巴比伦的一件衣服，或者叫亚饰。
And so he took it home. He took it home with him, and he hid it.
或者叫示拿的衣服，他就把它拿回家。
And look at verse 1. It says, "And the anger of the Lord burned against the people of Israel."
我们在第一节里看到耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
Now, do you see a problem here? God was angry at everyone because of one man.
我们这里看没看到问题，也就是说，神因为一个人犯罪，对整个以色列人都发怒。
And because of Achan's disobedience, because of one man's sin, Israel was totally defeated by their enemies.
因为亚干的犯罪，因为一个人的不顺服，以色列整个军队都被打垮。
And look at verses 11 and 12. This is God talking. Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied, they have put them with their possessions. This is why Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction.
我们来看约书亚记十一节，七章十一节和十二节。以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的放在他们的家具里。因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因为了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
God says, I withdrew my blessings from Israel because someone has disobeyed me.
神说，我会把给以色列的恩典收回，因为你们当中有人犯了罪。
Wait, someone?
大家请等一下，有一个人。
One person?
就一个人吗？
And you are mad of the entire nation?
因为一个人神啊，你就难道对整个国家都发怒吗？
What does God wants to say to the church today?
那么神想对我们教会今天说什么样的信息呢？
God, this is not fair. It's one person's fault. He should pay for his mistakes.
神啊，我们会说这很不公平，是一个人犯了罪，他应该受到惩罚。
He should pay for it, not his family, not his community, not his nation.
他本人应该受到惩罚，而不是他的家庭，不是社区，也不是教会。
What does God want to say to us today?
但是神对我们，今天对我们怎么说呢？
Number one, when one of us sins, all of us are impacted.
神对我们说，当一个人犯罪，我们所有人都会受到影响。
Wait, that's not fair.
我们会说，这不公平啊。
Unless it's a body that you're looking at.
除非我们整个是一个肢体。
Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
我们来看罗马书十二章五节。
Let's read it together. So it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other.
罗马书十二章五节，我们这许多人在基督里成为一体，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Let's look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 12:26. Let's read together again. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章二十六节，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
Now, those of us who live in North America, we have a tendency to think, hey, it just I am an individual. What I do in private has nothing to do with others.
我们在北美生活的人都会说，我自己就是我自己，我在个人，我在私底下做的事情是关乎我自己的。
But God's word tells us, no, we are a body. When one of us is doing something, every part is connected together. Every part has something to do with it.
但神却告诉我，我们是一个肢体，当有一个人做些事情的时候，我们都是相互联络，都会相互影响的。
The body cannot be strong if you and I who made up the body are not strong.
整个肢体就不会很健壮，如果我们中间的每一个部分，也就是你和我，不健壮的话。
Not to mention we are the army of God. We are at war.
我们是神的属神的军队，我们是在征战。
And we all know that when you're at war, when you're in a battle, it only takes one person to lose the entire war for the entire army.
我们知道在打仗的时候，很多时候是因为一个人的失败引起了整个军队的失败。
You say, wait. It's none of your business. I know what I'm doing. It's none of your business.
但是我们会说，这跟你没关，这是我自己的事情。
Today, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ,Bible wants to tell us your business is everybody's business because we are one body.
但是如果你是一个基督徒，神告诉我们说，你的事就是我们大家的事。
Same thing, right? In a family, if there's no such thing as it's my business, it's none of your business because all of us are affected.
同样在一个家庭里，我们不能说只是我自己的事，我们每一个人都影响到别人。
In a family, in a body, when one person sins, the Bible tells us the whole body, the whole community, the whole family will suffer because of it.
在家庭，在教会，假如有一个人犯罪的话，圣经告诉我们，我们整个家庭、整个社区、整个教会都会受到影响。
Now, I really believe that if we truly grasp this principle,It will change the way we do church, don't you think?
我们大家是不是这样认为？我们假如真是能把握住今天我们学的原则，我们与人与人之间的关系，我们来教会就会感觉不一样。
If one person is struggling, and I believe there must be more than one person struggling here. If one person is struggling, the rest of the body will come around that person to support that person.
是的，我们当中假如有一个人在挣扎，我相信我们可能还不止一个人在挣扎，那我们教会的所有的全体都会来一起来帮助他。
If one person falls, and I believe there are many people who are falling today, if one person falls, everybody will surround that person, support that person, pick up that person.
我想我们中间假如有一个人绊倒的话，我想我们可能不只有一个人绊倒，我们所有的人都会来一起帮助他站起来，来支持他。
The truth is this, one sin, our sin affects not just us, but the entire body.
今天我们圣经告诉我们，我们一个人犯的罪不单单影响我们自己，影响到全体。
Your life matters.
你的生活跟我们是有相关的。
How you live your life matters.
你怎么样过你的生活与我们每一个人都是相关的。
How you live your life in private matters.
你怎么样在你私下过你的生活是与我们大家相关的。
The sin of Achan affected the entire camp.
亚干所犯的罪影响了以色列的整体。
One man's sin brought defeat upon the entire nation.
一个人犯的罪让以色列整个国家都被打败。
The way you live your private life has everything to do with the advancement of God's kingdom.
所以你在你私下的生活是会关乎到我们教会在神的国度里的事情。
Let's look at number two. The second lesson we can learn from today's story is the real battle is fought within.
我们今天要学的第二点是，我们真正的仗是在我们内部打的。
Let's compare these two cities, the city of Jericho and the city of Ai.
让我们来比较两个城市，一个是耶利哥，一个是埃城。
Jericho strong and powerful with fortified walls.
耶利哥城墙非常的坚固。
City of Ai strong, insignificant. The people went and spied it out, and they said, "Oh, they only have a few people live there. It's nothing."
埃城是很弱小。去探测的以色列派的探子说他们的人数也少。
But what happened in Jericho? Because of their obedience, the walls came tumbling down.
那么在耶利哥，因为以色列人的顺服，耶利哥的城墙都倒塌。
But at Ai, the city of Ai, because of their disobedience, they suffered defeat.
但是埃城因为以色列人的不顺服，以色列人就被打败。
What's the difference?
这中间有什么区别呢？
The heart of disobedience.
这就是一个区别就在于一个不顺服的一个心。
Again, look at verses 11 to 12. It says, God says, Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. I will not be with you anymore, O Israel. You cannot stand against your enemies until you remove it.
让我们来看十一节、十二节，神说以色列人犯了罪。违背了我所吩咐他的约，取了当灭的物，因此以色列人在仇敌面前就站立不住。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
Do you see what God sees here? God says God does not see the power. He was not concerned about the power of Jericho or Ai.
神实际上不关注耶利哥或者埃城他的是否强壮。
But what was he concerned about?
神所关心的是
whether or not his people would be obedient to him.
是他的子民是不是能够顺服他。
See, that's the real battle. It takes place in our hearts, whether we would obey God or we will not obey God.
所以那里才是真正的战场，也就是在我们心里，我们的心，我们自己能不能顺服神。
How often we forget that the real battle in our lives is not what we think they are.
所以很多时候，我们真正在生命中所打的仗，并不是我们所想象的那样。
We think of the battles in our lives. We think of all the challenges that we face in our lives.
我们通常认为我们所要打的仗是我们面对的那些挑战。
But God wants to remind us today, the real battle takes place in our heart, whether we would be obedient to Him.
但是神今天提醒我们说，我们真正的仗是打在我们心里，是不是我们要顺服神？
Because the reality is this, God is the one who fights our battles for us. The battle belongs to the Lord.
事实上，仗是属于神的，神会打这个仗。
Our job is that we surrender before God. We make sure that we are in His will. We make sure that we're obedient to Him.
我们要做的就是降服在神的面前，顺服神的旨意。
And when we're right with Him, God fights the battles in our lives.
当我们遵循神的旨意的时候，神会帮我们在一起打仗。
Isn't that the theme of the Bible?
这是不是就是整个圣经的一个主题？
Remember Joseph?
大家记得约瑟吗？
Joseph, a man who feared the Lord.
约瑟是一个敬畏神的人。
Even though he was falsely accused, even though he was thrown in prison.
尽管他被诬告，尽管他被关在了监狱里。
God delivered him. God protected him. God exalted him to the high place.
神把他拯救出来，神把他解脱，而且把它放在一个很高的位置上。
Can you think of other examples?
大家还能不能想一些别的例子
？David，
大卫。
David， yes， God protected David. Even though Saul was hunting him down, God protected David. God exalted David because David feared the Lord.
因为大卫敬畏神，当扫罗王在追赶他。逼迫他的时候，神就保护大卫，并且让他成为一个王。
Remember the guy who was thrown into the lion's den. Remember?
大家记得有一个被扔到狮子笼里的人。
See, in the midst of persecution, There was a man, Daniel, who feared the Lord.
面对迫害，我们知道但以理有这么一个人叫但以理。
God says, "Those who honor me, I will honor."
神说，那些遵从我的人，我就会遵从他。
Even though he was thrown into the lion's den, God protected him, God delivered him, God exalted him to a high place.
尽管但以理被扔到狮子笼里，神还是拯救了他，把他提到一个很荣耀的地位。
Remember Elijah?
大家还记得不记得以利亚？
In the midst of 400 some false prophets, he stood firm. He believed God.
面对400多个假先知，以利亚靠着神站得住。
God poured down fire from heaven, consumed all the sacrifice in the altar.
神从天降下火，把那个祭坛都焚烧掉。
But what happens? See, when we don't trust God, when we don't obey God, we take things into our own hands, we will suffer defeat.
当我们不以神为神，不听从神。我们自作主张的时候，我们就要受到这样的惩罚结果。
I think of an example of this, and his name is King Saul.
我能想到圣经中一个人，他就是扫罗王。
Remember, it was God's battle. It was not King Saul's battle, but he took the battles into his own hands and he messed it up. He took it as his own battle. He disobeyed God.
本来是应该是属于神的一个仗。但是扫罗王把他变成了自己的要打的一个仗。
He disobeyed God. God says, "Don't, you're not the one making sacrifice." He saw the enemy closing in. He sacrificed for himself. Who cares? And he wanted to fight the battle, and then he suffered defeat.
神警告他说：“你不能自己献祭。”但是当扫罗王看到敌人的军队逼近的时候，他就自己开始献祭。
I don't know about you, but this principle really liberates me when I am reminded that the battles I face in my life, it's not my battle, but as long as I get myself right with God, He fights the battle for me.
但今天的原则对我来说真是很释放，因为我知道我真正要打的仗不是属于我的，我只要能够降服神。
I don't have to work so hard to make myself look good. I don't have to labor so much to make myself impressive because it's not my battle anymore.
我不需要很努力显得我很强壮，或者很努力来做很多的事，因为这个仗本来不属于我的。
But the thing is, I need to focus on getting myself, make sure that I am living in God's will.
所以我所要做的就是要要以神为中心，关注神，能与神有一个良好的关系。
Let's continue to think about the example of King Saul. The interesting thing is this, that when we refuse to trust God, when we disobey God, what happens is we start to create for ourselves battles that God never intended for us to engage in.
让我们再来看扫罗王的例子。当我们不以神为中心，我们很多时候自己在制造一个仗，去打这个仗，并不是神所要我们打的仗。
Think of King Saul. He spent the majority of his life doing one thing.
大家来想一想，扫罗王他花他的生命的大部分时间做一件事。
He spent the majority of his life, his time, his energy, focusing on trying to kill somebody.
他花他一生的所有的精力就是来想要追杀大卫王大卫。
David, God's anointed.
大卫我们知道是神所恩膏的。
King Saul, the leader of God's nation.
扫罗王本来是神所指定以色列的一个领袖。
A servant of the Lord, his job was to carry out God's purposes for him.
他本来是神所拣选，要能够行神的旨意的。
But he spent all his time, his energy, his military power trying to hunt down one person, trying to kill David.
但是他花了他的所有的精力，他的军队，他的时间来，来要追杀大卫。
He wasted his life.
他荒度了他的生命。
Why? Because he was fighting his own battle.
因为他自己在打他自己的仗。
My friends, isn't that our struggle? Wouldn't you say that's our struggle as well?
我们大家是不是认为我们自己也有这样的挣扎？
So often, instead of fighting God's battle, we spend so much time and energy fighting for our living, fighting for our reputation, fighting for our ambition, and fighting for self-respect.
是不是我们很多时候，我们花力气在征战，想要赢得我们自己的一个生活，想要得到荣誉，想要得到声誉等等。
But didn't God tell us, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And God says, all these things, don't worry about it. I will give them to you.
神是这样说的吗？神不是这样说吗？就是要先求他的国和义，所有的一切东西你们不要你们不要担忧，都会加给你们。
A very personal question here.
我现在想跟问大家一个个人的问题。
What battle are you fighting today?
你们今天每个人在打一个什么仗？
Where do you spend most of your time, energy, where it just consumes you and you're fighting this battle? Is it God's battle or is it your battle?
你们花很多精力要打的这一个仗，是你自己的仗还是神的仗？
Last month, I attended a funeral service.
上个月我去参加了一个追思礼拜。
It was my friend's funeral service. His name is Ken Wu. I don't know, maybe some of you probably know this person. He was in the gospel chorale with Brother Chu.
这是关于一位叫 Ken Wu 的弟兄。我们大家可能也认识他，他在 PLCC 有个合唱团来演出过。
Not even 47 years old, died of cancer.
还不到47岁，因为癌症而去世。
Life was so brief.
生命是这样的短暂。
Survived by his wife and two daughters, 16 and 14.
他留下太太还有两个女儿，14岁跟16岁。
Ken was my friend. I grew up with Ken.
Ken 是所罗门牧师的一个朋友。
I want to tell you something about Ken. He loved Jesus Christ.
我想告诉大家，Ken 非常的爱主耶稣。
He was always talking about Jesus.
他总是在谈主耶稣。
He was always trying to invite people to church.
他总是在邀请朋友来到教会。
He was always introducing people to God.
他总是在把神介绍给。每一个人。
He touched so many lives. So many lives were impacted because of Ken.
因为他的见证，很多人的生命都得到了影响。
And it was so fitting that at the end of his life, at his funeral service, we read this passage.
我们在他的追思礼拜上，我们就读了这样一段经文，是最恰当不过的了。
I have fought the good fight. I have run the race, and I have kept the faith.
这是保罗所说的，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，该守的信我也守住了。
The service was so beautiful. His life was so beautiful.
整个追思礼拜是那样的美，因为他的生命是那样的美。
Because why he spent his life fighting God's battle. That's why it's so beautiful.
因为 Ken 他花一生的精力来打神的仗，所以他是这样的生命，是这样的美。
My friends, what battle are you fighting in?
所以朋友们，你们在打一个什么样的仗？
Wouldn't it be terrible one day when we see Jesus, our commander in chief?
当有一天我们见到主耶稣的时候，我们的元帅。
You know, we're walking with a limp, right? Because we're engaged in battle. Walking with a limp and battle scars all over.
当我们, 瘸着腿, 因为我们受了伤打仗, 我们身上都是伤疤的时候,
seeing our Jesus and expecting a hero's welcome.
我们原来以为主耶稣会对我们是有很大的一个欢迎，像欢迎我们像英雄一样。
Have Jesus said to us, "Where did you come from?"
但主耶稣却对我们说, 你从哪里来?
What battle were you fighting in?
你打了什么仗?
See, the point is this: God wants to take care of the battles in our lives if we would just make sure that we are in the center of His will.
知道不知道, 神其实是会帮助我们打我们生命中的仗, 只要我们把, 我们在神的旨意当中,
and when we surrender under Him, in His will, God will take care of the battles in our lives.
当我们降服在神的旨意下的时候, 神回来帮助我们打这些仗。
Third spiritual lesson we can learn from today's passage is this: when sin is present, God expects immediate action.
今天我们要学习的第三个原则是， 当罪出现的时候， 神是希望有立即的行动。
Listen to God's command in verses 10 to 13.
我们来看一下， 第10节到 第13节。
The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up."
耶和华对约书亚说, 起来。
What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. Go, consecrate the people. Tell them, consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow. And then at the end it says, you cannot stand against your enemies until you remove them.
这里耶和华吩咐耶稣亚说, 起来。 以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当面的物。因此，你们以色列人在仇敌面前站不住。你起来要叫百姓自洁，对他们说：你们要自洁，预备明天。而且还说：你们中间当面的物若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。Now
I want you to focus on how God's command here is so action oriented.
我们来看一下神对我们的指令，就是要我们有行动。
At this point, Joshua was down on his face praying.
这个时候，约书亚匍匐在地在祷告。
But what did God say to him? Stand up! God says, go! God says, consecrate! God says, remove!
我们看到神让他起来，让他去，让众民自洁。
God says, remove the cancer, remove the yeast from your midst.
神说, 除去, 民中的这个癌症, 除去这些, 这些罪恶的笑。
God says, what are you doing on your face? What are you doing praying at this time?
神说, 你这时候为什么要匍匐在地? 你要祷告。
God says, this is not a time to pray. God says, this is time to act.
只是说这个不是祷告的时候，是要你有行动的时候。
I love the story of the elder who would always come to prayer meeting and pray the same prayer.
我喜欢这样一个故事，也就是一个长老每次祷告会，他都是这样祷告。
Oh God, please clean up the cobweb in my life.
他说神啊， 求你除去我生命中的蜘蛛网。
Every time he would come and he would say, oh God, please clean up the cobweb in my life. Every week, same prayer, same old prayer.
他每一个星期每一个星期每次祷告都是这样祷告的，神主啊，求你除去我生命中的蜘蛛网。
Well, this one time, he came to the prayer meeting again, and again he was going at it. Oh God, please clean up the cobweb in my life.
这一次他又来到祷告会，在祷告，主啊，求你除去我生命当中的蜘蛛网。
The pastor stands up and he says, no God, forget it, forget the cobweb in his life, kill the spider.
那个牧师就站起来说，主啊，不要听他的，不要管他的蜘蛛网，只要把那个蜘蛛给杀掉。
Hey, that makes sense, right? I mean, deal with that something. Deal with that something that was producing all these cobwebs in his life. Deal with it. What is the heart of the issue here?
所以让我们能够来真正面对那种引起这些问题的一个关键。
Now, I'm not saying don't pray. I think the Bible teaches to pray at all times, right? Unceasingly.
我不是说大家不要祷告，因为圣经教导我们要不断的祷告。
The danger here is that sometimes we can hide behind these religious things that we do. Praying, reading the Bible, singing songs, coming to church, and we can hide behind these things thinking that, well, God must be happy with me.
但是很多时候我们有时候就藏在这些所谓宗教的这些一些仪式当中，读经、祷告、唱诗等等，我们就想神一定会喜悦，我应该没事了。
Sometimes we do so much of these things, it becomes a routine, and we stop dealing with the sins in our life.
我们就做这些日常的事，成为一个很普通的，我们就不去真正面对。
Sometimes when we do these things, when our heart is not in it, but we just do it week in and week out, week in and week out, and what happens is we fool ourselves in thinking that we are right with God, when in reality, God is waiting for us to deal with some sins in our life.
所以我们经常做这些仪式变成一种习惯，其实我们心并不在里。然后我们就以为我们好像与神已经和好，神会原谅我们。
Look at Achan's confession when he was caught. Verse 19.
我们来看第十九节，看亚干的他自己的一个认罪。
Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and honor him. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me." Achan replied, "It is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia and all these coins, he says, I coveted them, took them, and have hidden them in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath."
这里十九节，约书亚对亚干说：“我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。”下面是亚干的一个认罪，他回答约书亚说：“我实在是得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的示拿衣服。”200舍克勒银子，一条金子重50舍克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现今藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。
Now I have underlined some key words here. Look at it. It says, I saw, and then I coveted, and then I took, and then I hid them.
我强调了一些字，大家看一下。首先他说我看见了，然后又贪爱。然后又去拿了，然后又把这东西藏起来。
Does that sound kind of familiar? Does that remind you of another story in the Bible?
大家有没有读了觉得很熟悉的故事？圣经中还有没有一个地方有类似的故事
？Let's look at the next passage.
那我们来看下一个经节。
Genesis chapter 3.
是创世纪三章六节。
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.
三章六节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。
And what, remember what happened when they saw and they coveted, they ate. God came to them. What were they doing? They were hiding.
当他们吃了果子以后，当神来找他们的时候，他们在做什么？他们藏了起来。
Hiding. hiding.
他们就藏了起来。
Hiding from God.
他们就躲避神。
I can only imagine how attractive this Babylonian garment that Achan stole.
我可以想象这件示拿的衣服，亚干所拿的这件衣服是多么的漂亮。
Now, it was something that belonged to the pagan nations, and some commentaries even went so far to say that it was dedicated for pagan worship.
这件衣服是属于外邦的一个国家。有些解经家说，这件衣服可能是在献给偶像献祭中用的。
Yeah, the point is this: that garment, that beautiful coat or whatever it was not something on a beautiful Sunday that Achan could wear and say, "Hey, check it out! Do you like my new shirt?"
但是我们知道，这件衣服不是亚干可以公开像在星期天。穿到教会来跟大家说，哎，大家来看多漂亮的衣服。
Anybody who saw that garment will realize that, wait, that did not belong to him.
因为当人们看到那件衣服时候，就马上会知道他那件衣服不属于他。
And so the only time Achan can enjoy this garment was at the privacy of his own home.
那么亚干能够欣赏这件衣服的唯一的机会就在他自己的家里。
And not just that, maybe at the privacy of his own room,
甚至是在他的一个房间里。
Maybe at night when nobody is looking,
甚至是在晚上当没有人知道的时候。
And so every night he would go to bed, laying on top of the garment, knowing that he was hiding something that did not belong to him.
也就是说他每天晚上可以躺在这件衣服上面，知道他藏了一件不能让人知道的一个东西。
Knowing that he has something in his life that was displeasing to God.
他也知道他在他生命中拥有一样让神不喜悦的东西。
Don't we all have a garment in our lives?
我们生命中间有没有像这样一件衣服呢？
Today before God, maybe you're hiding something.
今天我们在神的面前，你是不是在躲避神？
Something that He's not pleased with.
我们有没有生命当中神所不喜悦的事？
Maybe greed. Maybe it's the spirit of greed.
是不是我们的贪婪，那种贪婪的心？
Maybe it's the spirit of dishonesty.
是不是我们的不诚实？
The spirit of lust.
是不是我们的一些贪婪？
Or bitterness, unforgiveness.
或者苦毒，或者不原谅。
Or stubbornness. Anybody stubborn here?
或者很顽固。
You see all these things. We don't want to admit it, but it's something that we hide. Something that.We hide from people something that we hide from God.
因为我们不承认，所以我们就把这些藏起来。
What is your Babylonian garment today?
我们生命当中有哪些是示拿的衣服呢？
God says, you know what God wants to say to us today?
你知道神要今天对我们说些什么？
Don't hide behind your praying.
不要躲藏在祷告的后面。
Don't hide behind your church attendance.
不要躲藏在你来教会就行。
Don't hide behind your singing and praising.
不用躲藏在你的。